not much chance of sleep now. Instead, he would pick out patterns in the grey artex until she was completely asleep, then slip out and away without waking her. Of course, leaving now would mean that he would never see her again. He wondered if she would mind, and presumed she would. They usually did. But would he mind? He'd managed perfectly well without her for 4 years. Until last night, he'd been under the impression that she was called Anna, and yet at the party he hadn't been able to look away. Why had he not noticed her until now? He examined her face as she slept. She was pretty, but seemed annoyed by the fact. Her bottled red hair was almost willfully badly cut. Alone, in front of the mirror, probably. Or by Tilly, what's her name? That loud, large girl she shared this flat with. Her skin had a pallid puffiness that spoke of too much time in libraries or drinking pints in pubs. And her spectacles made her seem owlish and prim. Her chin was soft and a little plump, though perhaps that was just puppy fat. Or were plump and puppy fat things you weren't meant to say now? In the same way that you couldn't tell her she had tremendous breasts, even if it was true, without her getting all offended.